Kingdom Power Systems. The motive must be right. The intent must be sponsoring God's intent. So you don't stop at being blessed. You go on to be a blessing. Because being a blessing is the essence of blessing. It's a life of spiritual. You can't live your life to time and chance. It's dangerous. Let me tell you something. This gospel is not a joke. We have invisible powers that work with us. Understand the kingdom past. When power hits the floor, the people are weak.
Speaking in Ephesians chapter 5, he said, don't be drunk with wine, wherein in excess, he said, but be filled with the Spirit. The next verse says, singing to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to your Father, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Hallelujah. There are instances in your life that you don't know what to do, you just start singing, you pick one of these hymns. There's power in these hymns. Glory to God. One of the ways you get full of the Spirit is by singing these hymns. Glory to God. Making melody in your heart. Singing spiritual songs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to share Kingdom Power System. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kingdom Power System. This should be a part 7. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Part 7. I'm going to talk about praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Praise and thanksgiving as a kingdom power system. Glory to God. Who can remind us again? Kingdom power system, number one is what? Let me know those that have been following. Number one is what? Revelation knowledge. Also, number two. I didn't hear you. Number two. Prophecy. Yes. Number three. Prayer. Number four. Kingdom service. Number five. Okay, number six. Sacrifice. That's just this Sunday. Hallelujah. All right, so today, number seven. Okay, that was number six. So today, number seven, praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Praise and thanksgiving. Let's read some couple of scriptures. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. That's a posture of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Number two, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 9. I want you to look at the scripture. Please, can we have it on the LED? Thank you. Whom having not seen. Now, the previous verse was talking about Jesus Christ. It said, whom having not seen, you love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believe him. Hallelujah. So you are not seeing him yet, but you believe. I'm going to come there later. Yet rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. He said, rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. You can write the scriptures down. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Praise and thanksgiving as a kingdom power system. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Hallelujah. You can write this down. The equation of faith for manifestation is incomplete without praise and thanksgiving. Is incomplete without praise and thanksgiving. We don't wait for manifestation before we praise God. We don't wait for manifestation before we give thanks. Rather, we posture ourselves for praise and thanksgiving in order to see the manifestation. Hallelujah. The manifestations of our heart desires, the manifestations of the spoken word concerning our life. We don't wait until things start happening before we get excited, before we begin to praise, before we begin to rejoice. No, we rejoice to see them. Hallelujah. We rejoice to see them. We rejoice to see the manifestation. Meaning we don't wait for things to fall in place on the outside. You don't wait for external happenings to favor you before you start rejoicing, before you start giving thanks. You don't wait to be motivated before you give thanks. Why? Because it's something that is flowing from within you. It's an expression of the joy that is on the inside. But you see, a lot of believers have been programmed and have been trained to only rejoice when things are happening well on the outside. They've been trained to only rejoice when they can see the evidence, when they can see manifestation. But you see, for a believer, you have to retrain your mind again. You have to retrain your personality to learn to rejoice and praise God even in the midst of issues, of challenges. Glory to God. You know, every individual has what we call a programming. Right now, if you respond to certain things in life, that response is a product of your programming, is a product of your conditioning in the past. Even your personality. Now, I used to say this. Nobody was born a particular personality type. Nobody was born to respond rightly to certain situations. No. Each and every one of us was programmed, especially when we're growing up, either family background or through experiences in life or through certain exposures. So we're programmed to respond in a particular way. So when you're facing challenges, you're facing issues, okay, you're trying this, it's not working, you're trying that, it's not working, unconsciously you respond in a particular way. Either your mood is, you're just depressed or you're sad. Why? Because that's what you've been used to seeing. You watch it in movies. You watch your parents growing up. When there's money, daddy is happy. When there's no money, nobody can talk to your daddy. I don't know how many of you understand what I'm saying. When there's money, we're happy in the house. There's joy in the house. Yes, because when daddy's coming back, when he buys certain things and brings home, we know money has landed. Pepe has landed. How many of you are there before? Yes. There's joy in the family. You can easily go and ask daddy for something, and you know, men, pride and everything. Say, what do you want? Okay, yes. Don't worry, you know, we'll get it done. But when there's no money, you have to be careful not to trigger anger. You understand? Every small thing, you know what's going to happen. Hallelujah. Whether you like it, those things conditioned you. That's what they did. It was a programming. So when you grow up and you're supposed to respond to certain challenges or certain issues in a particular way, you can't, because it's not there. So unconsciously, when you have money, somebody just sees you, you're just happy. They're talking to you, you're just smiling. I said, okay, what's happening? The person, okay, something must happen. I say, no. You know, I'm just happy. It's the joy of the Lord. So also, when there are issues, when there are challenges, your mood is now different. But you see, you need to condition yourself in God's word to have the appropriate response. Hallelujah. The appropriate, and it's a conditioning. I know most of us there, one way or the other, you grew up in an orthodox setting where even to praise and rejoice and shout and lose that calm. You understand what I'm saying? It's strange. But a lot of people, when they come to a Pentecostal setting, there's a cultural shock. What's happening here? It's like a party or something. So you discover that you have to now reprogram your mind. People think rejoicing, thanksgiving and the rest, dancing and all those things is for young people. Not knowing is a kingdom power system. Hallelujah. It is. So you can praise and thank the Lord as a response for what he has done. Write it down. Listen, you need to, there are certain seasons in your life. You just praise and thank him for his love. You just praise and thank him for the finished works of Christ. Thank you for Jesus dying for you. You thank him for his crucifixion, for his death, his burial, his resurrection. You just thank the Lord for the finished works of Christ. Because without that, you won't be saved. So you thank the Lord for the things he has done. That's no more. You can thank him for the things he has done for you in the past. Oh, I was listening to a man who was talking about in your life, you need to have progress markers. And use them to appreciate the Father. Use them to thank the Lord. Look at where you are 2 years ago. Look at where you are right now. Compare. Where has God brought you from? What are the things he has done in your life? Use them. They are progress markers. You are tracking where you've been and where you are. It is a reason to thank the Lord. It is a reason to offer praise and thanksgiving. Because you know God is going to do more in the next phase of your life. Then you also thank the Lord for the things he is yet to do. For the word of promise. Glory to God. Are you following me this evening? A response. A response. A response. And like I said in my opening statement, the equation of faith is incomplete. If your faith must work, it is incomplete if there's no thanksgiving, if there's no praise. Oftentimes you see scripture. First of all, prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving be made. Every time the scripture talking about prayers, talking about supplication, it always adds thanksgiving. He said, don't be anxious for anything. Be anxious for nothing. But by prayer and what? Supplications and what? And thanksgiving. And thanksgiving. Make your requests known unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to look at a couple of examples. Hallelujah. You see, you must get to a point where you incorporate praise and thanksgiving into one of the things you do. Into one of the, it should be one of the systems or principles you engage in the kingdom to produce results. It's something you have to do intentionally, because the challenges are that it is possible that you did not grow up without a mindset. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you following me this evening? So we don't wait for motivation before we praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't wait for things, the boundary lines to fall in pleasant places for us. No. We know that when we start thanking the Lord, when we start offering praises unto the Lord, we start seeing the manifestations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm going to share on three things. But before I say that, you know, we've been wired to believe things only when we've seen them. There's an unconscious program. But honestly, if you analyze it critically and rationally, you know that's not true. There are a lot of things I can stand here now and talk to you about the human body, about your brain. You have a brain. Have you seen the brain before? You haven't, but you believed. You even read, they say this part of your brain does this, the right part of your cerebral hemisphere does this, and you read and believe. You did not enter into the theater and open the brain and see the two cerebral hemispheres. No, but you believed. It's just that in different areas of our life, for most of us, we are waiting to see before we believe. And that's not faith. Glory to God. So in that first scripture that we read, it says, whom having not seen, but you believe. And then in response to that belief, you rejoice. Hiya. Are you seeing the connection? So what is it before you right now that you can't see yet? Do you believe? Do you believe what the scripture has said concerning those things? Do you believe the word of prophecy that has come concerning your life? If you believe, what will you do? You will rejoice as a response. With joy unspeakable, full of glory. Hallelujah. Praise and thanksgiving. as a kingdom power system. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you have studied about the life of David? You discover in the scripture, David was a man that was full of praise, singing, thanksgiving. Imagine, look at the Psalms. 150 chapters. Chapters. Most of them singing praises unto the Lord, thanksgiving. That was his lifestyle. No wonder God could call him a man after my own heart. Hallelujah. All right, this now. We're going to share three things that praise and thanksgiving will do for you. Amen. I have a short time, so I'll just keep to my time. Hallelujah. Praise and thanksgiving. Number one, praise and thanksgiving is a weapon for victory. Is a weapon for victory. Write it down. Is a weapon for victory. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 1. It is a weapon for victory. Like I said, the equation of your faith working is incomplete if you do not engage praise, if you do not engage thanksgiving, if you do not engage rejoicing. Rejoicing. And I said something about the finished works of Christ. Learn to put it before your eyes. 2 Corinthians chapter 20 from verse 1. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them others beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. To battle. Next verse. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side, Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, my goodness, which is Engedi. Are you saying names? Hallelujah. Now, let me leave it there. Now, if you're familiar with the story, you know what happens there. Okay, it was a warfare. And God gave them a strategy. They fasted and they were trying to seek the face of God to know, okay, how are we going to go about this whole battle? How are we going to go about this warfare? And the Lord gave them a strategy. He gave them a strategy. Let's go to verse 21 and 22 for the sake of our time. Verse 21 and verse 22. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, Ayalabatos, and that should praise the beauty of his holiness. Aye. As they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. They were praising the lordship of God. They were praising his holy name. They were exalting his name. That was a strategy. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Ayalabatosa. They did not position warriors in the front of the warfare. They did not position soldiers, skillful soldiers. No, singers. So the strategy here was praise. Praising the beauty of his holiness. Declaring that the Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. Have you been faced with situations in your life that you stand in your room and say, the Lord is good. And his mercy is endureth forever. As a response. Look at this. Imagine positioning singers in the 21st century in warfare. I position them to say, okay, start pour chord now. Let's run some skills. Let's sing this. Put this together. Soprano, do your part. This is all right. Let's begin to sing. The Lord is good. And his mercy is enduring forever. Some people think you're foolish. But this is the wisdom of God. Because the wisdom of God is foolishness unto man, unto men, unto the systems of the world. Hallelujah. I'm sure the armies were surprised. What is guys coming to do? Singing? On the army front, singing in the battlefield. But see, this was a strategy of the Spirit. And it's a strategy we can engage as believers. As believers. So what is that battle before you right now? You can engage this mystery of praise and thanksgiving. You can engage this kingdom power system. Hallelujah. You can stand in your room and begin to dance and begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You begin to praise the beauty of His holiness. You say, for the Lord is good and His mercies endure it forever. And guess what? The arm of the Lord will be revealed on your behalf. So it's a response. And you must understand this. Listen, you must be a child when applying the things of the Spirit. Do you understand? Don't be God's elder. You know how some people stand in church and we're worshiping or we're praising, we're dancing. They stand like elders. You know, God's elder, God's uncle. You know, they are praising their... You understand what I'm trying to say? In the things of the Spirit, you must learn to approach it as a child. That's the only way we can produce results. Because children, when you tell them to do things, they will do it. They are obedient. They trust, hopefully. They trust completely. When you tell them things, they believe. So have that attitude, have that approach in the things of the Spirit. When we say rejoice, when we say praise, thanksgiving, it's beyond your mind. Are you getting me? It's beyond your mind. So what is before you that is like a mountain right now? And you cannot be too serious to praise. You know what it means? You're always too serious. You are too... No, it's not for us. It's for the young people. No, it's a spiritual strategy. A time in your life will come, you will need to engage this. If not, there's no result. If not, there's no productivity. Hallelujah. Are you getting what I'm saying? So in your closet, you will pull music, you will dance, you will worship, you will thank the Lord. Look for scriptures and begin to exalt His name. And solely the arm of the Lord will be revealed on your behalf. Hallelujah. So it's our weapon for victory. It's our weapon for victory. Challenges in life, engage praise, engage thanksgiving. And you will see the workings of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, if you read that 1 Peter that I read, chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. He was talking about, and then the next verse talking about receiving the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your soul. Meaning the end result of your faith, meaning your faith will now produce result. Why? Because you engage in praise, because you engage in thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed this evening? So it's something you do personally, engage it personally. So it's our weapon for victory in every areas of your life. Listen, if there are stubborn challenges in your life, I know you have prayed, I know you have fasted, I know you have given. Start praising, start thanking the Lord, start rejoicing in your closet. Do you know? You know why people don't engage this system? It's because it looks carnal. It looks too simple. Do you know that rejoicing is as powerful as prayer? But we emphasize prayer more. In the question of producing results, there are areas, there are stubborn results that you need to engage thanksgiving. Otherwise, it will take a long period of time. Hallelujah. So suspend your mind. It may not be your upbringing, but suspend it. In your closet, engage praise, engage rejoicing. Hallelujah. So that's number one. Praise and thanksgiving is a weapon for victory. Number two. Praise and thanksgiving activates supernatural intervention. Ayalabatusa. It releases spirits. Releases spirits. It brings God into the scene. Kapaluto. It activates supernatural intervention. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. Paul and Silas, you remember they were beaten, they were stricken, they dealt with them and they threw them into the prison. I don't have time to go through the entire story of what happened. But see, the scripture says something here. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They didn't just pray. They sang praises unto God and the prisoners heard them. So this type of praise and thanksgiving we are talking about is not your mind, though. You understand? Say, no, I'm praising the Lord in my mind. I'm dancing in my mind. No. You will play the music, you will rejoice, you will scream. Your neighbor will hear you. Yeah. because they heard them. It's not meditative type of praise, though. Is there anything like that? Praise is loud. It is loud because it's expressive. Yes, it is loud. They prayed and sang praises unto the Lord. And the prisoners heard them. Next verse. Next verse, let's go. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. This was supernatural intervention. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened. Is there a door standing before you? Engage prayer and thanksgiving and see. Engage thanksgiving as the kingdom passes them. Pastor talked about prayer. So I'm talking about prayer. Engage thanksgiving. He said the prison was shaken and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. What a mystery. And the keeper of the prison awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. And of course, Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." So my emphasis here is the supernatural intervention. Are you seeking a supernatural intervention in your life, in your family, in your business, in the work of your hands, for the next phase, for the next level? What has God told you? You can engage thanksgiving. That's why I said, if after you have prayed, you have sown your seed, okay, you have fasted, you have done all you can, engage this mystery. Engage praise, engage thanksgiving, and you will see the hand of the Lord. I said, when you compare this to what happened when Apostle Peter was in the prison, when the church in Jerusalem was praying for him for his deliverance, what happened? He was the only person that was delivered. But if you notice what happened there, after they prayed and they sang, both the keeper of the prison here was also delivered because he received his salvation. Are you getting it? You cannot underestimate the power of praise and thanksgiving. You can't. Listen, if you see believers that know how to engage praise and thanksgiving, fear them. They are very dangerous people. Especially that midnight praise. I've done it before, yes. Midnight, after you pray, then your music is disturbing your neighbor. You're running around, you're dancing. I used to stroke my head very well. I say, I'll be trying to rest. I don't be hearing music. Somebody is dancing. I say, allow me to sleep. Hallelujah. She likes dancing very well in the night. Listen, it's a mystery. It is. You know what I mean? I'm serious about it. If you tell me that there are people that owe her money, some clients and everything, and those money needs to come in. So she'll go and have praise and dancing session. And it works. I tell you, it works. Supernatural intervention. Engage it. Most times when we wake up, the truth is, there's a conditioning. The ones you are used to is pray, add fasting, do everything, sow your seed. Most times we don't pay attention to this. We don't. So if you want to see the tangible hand of the Lord in your life, you want to see his hand in what you do, rejoice over it. If the Lord can rejoice over us with singing, it means you can rejoice over those things with singing. You can rejoice over that issue, that challenge, with singing. You've been trusting God to get married. It's 3 years now. You don't even have the man yet. Won't you rejoice? Listen, it's not about how you feel. It's not about your feeling. Suspend your mind. That's why I say sometimes when you begin to engage praise and thanksgiving, sometimes your mind will think, will say, "What are you doing?" The devil will even whisper that, "Are you a foolish person?" That's why I say the foolish things, the things that look foolish, that is where the power of God is hidden. So I'm saying this here for someone here. You've been engaging some of the things we've been talking about, but you have not done anything about this. Make a decision. Schedule it. have dancing session, praising session, the same way you have prayer session and confession, so you can have these sessions. Hallelujah. At least if in church you cannot dance, in your room where nobody is seeing you, it's only your Father God that is seeing you, hey, you can dance and you can rejoice. And guess what? When you do it, a time will come, you start feeling the anointing. A time will come, the word of prophecy will come to you. A time will come, the Spirit of God will just minister. Sometimes your eyes will be open. Suddenly, you will know what to do. You will know what to do. Because this is a kingdom power system. Hallelujah. It is. So, supernatural intervention. You want to see God's hands. You're believing for that breakthrough, the salvation of a loved one, for that contract, for that engage praise and thanksgiving. Engage it. Hallelujah. That's number two. Number three. Glory to God. Are you getting blessed this evening? So many, when you engage praise and thanksgiving, it amplifies the impact of your prayer. Amen. So number three, praise and thanksgiving is a multiplier. Kola balato sabaya. It is a multiplier. And you know, senior pastor always tells us that rejoicing is a capital. What is a capital? Capital is anything that when you inject into that enterprise will increase the productivity of effort, the productivity of labor. So praise and thanksgiving is a multiplier. You've been engaging in certain things and it's looking small. This is the multiplier effect. Engage thanksgiving, engage praise, and you will see multiplication. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go to John chapter 6 from verse 10 and to 13 as a roundup. Hallelujah. Rejoicing is a capital. Rejoicing is a capital. When things are not working, inject it. Inject it into your business. It will increase the productivity. Inject it into your family and you see things happening well. Inject it into your relationship. It will become healthy. It becomes healthy. Now, this is a story of when Jesus multiplied 5 loaves and 2 fishes, right? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now, there was much grass in the place. So, the men sat down in number about 5,000. Next verse. And Jesus took the loaves. And when he had given thanks. So, the first thing he did was, Father, I thank you for these 5 loaves and 2 fishes. In your business, the highest you have seen is 100,000, 200,000. When you see your bank statement, lift it up and say, Father, I thank you for this. Father, I thank you for this. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the fact that I can end this. When you thank him for the small thing, he will multiply it. Is a principle. We have so many believers that are, we know, yes, you are not contented at the level that you are, but at least you know where you were before. At least you've made progress. You've taken major steps. So what you should do is to thank the Lord for the things you have now. You're saying, oh, my mates, they've gone, some of your mates are dead. You know, I work in the hospital sometimes, especially when I was doing my house job. You will see patients, and when you go back home, the first thing you do is you just go and thank the Lord. There are people that are looking for just the opportunity to sit where you are, to breathe well, but don't have it. So there are things in your life that you know, this one is the hand of the Lord. This one, the Lord has placed this. He has done this. I married well. I did not make a mistake here. My relationship is doing well. My business is. You thank the Lord for it. Because that must be your disposition. That was the first thing that Jesus did here. He took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. Meaning, when you give thanks on your way, you will see multiplication. Because, and the disciples, to them that were set down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they would. The multiplication was as they went to deliver it. Ah, yeah, it multiplied in their hands. What are you doing? As you give thanks, as you go about doing your business, you begin to experience multiplication. Malatos, are you getting what I'm saying? It is the multiplier. Don't ever get to a point where you're angry at the things that you're doing, the small results you've seen. Don't be angry. Give thanks. That should be your response. When Jesus was called that Lazarus had died and then everything, you know, the first thing he said, even though he said, okay, our friend Lazarus sleeped and everything, that this sickness is not unto death, Lazarus still died. But what was the first thing he did? When Jesus knelt down and started praying, he said, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. I thank you because you always hear me. Do you have that confidence when you go in the place of prayer? Do you offer thanksgiving from a posture that you know that, Kai, I have a Father that always hears me. I know this thing that I'm trusting God for. It has been done from the foundations of the world. I know the finishers of Christ has dealt with this. It is a done deal. And you come from that disposition. And you thank the Lord for the little things. You begin to see multiplication. So praise and thanksgiving has a multiplier effect. It does. It does. And this is a spiritual principle. It's the kingdom power system. Because it releases the power of God. It releases the power of God to work for you. And that's why sometimes, Hayalaba, listen, do you know that when you sow some major seed, if you want to see the harvest in no time, you have to engage this principle. Ila balatosa. You just drop a sacrificial seed and you go about doing business as usual. You just drop a sacrificial seed. You go back to your room and begin to engage in prayer. And begin to present your strong points before your Father. You begin to present points before God. Lord, I have dropped this seed. I must see the harvest. You begin to thank the Lord. Why? Because you are engaging this principle so that you can see immediate results. You begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. You begin to dance. You begin to rejoice. For the people on the other side that go to all these herbalists and everything, when they go there and they say, bring this, and Baba, and they bring all the ingredients and all the things they need, and Baba offers sacrifice. And he tells you, go, he's done. What do you do? Even the herbalist, before he finishes whatever he's doing, he starts offering what we call ritual dance. There's ritual dance. After you offer the sacrifice, you go and dance. Why? Because you have confidence in your maker. You have confidence in the one, Kala Balatosa, that has spoken those words. Are you getting me this evening? So don't be too serious to engage this principle. Don't be too anointed to engage this principle. Hallelujah. It looks simple, but when you engage it, you begin to see the hand of the Lord. La ba la to saba. Glory to God. Are you getting blessed this evening? Kingdom power system. Praise and thanksgiving. Say rejoice in the Lord. Always again, I say rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. So I've said three things. Number one, I say praise and thanksgiving is our weapon of victory. Number two, it activates supernatural intervention. So you begin to sing. There are areas in your life you need intervention. You say, the Lord is good and his mercy is forever. I remember that day in the office, pastor just came and gathered us together and we started singing that song. And the power of God broke upon us. We don't know why we're singing it, we're just singing it. He said, there are unseen battles, Calabar, but that your eyes cannot see. But when you're engaged, the power of God is released for you. Can you lift up your hands and just say, the Lord is good and his mercy is forever. The Lord is good. And his mercy is forever. The Lord is good. And his mercy is forever. The Lord is good. I want to sing it with the whole of your heart. Forget about what God has not done yet. Yes, you have prayed, you have fasted. Trust on the faithfulness of God. The Lord is. The Lord is good. Can I have somebody help me sing this song? And His mercy. The Lord is good. Can you rise to your feet? Can you rise to your feet? We're just going to worship and you're going to rejoice. The Lord is good. Yahweh is good. I'm going to give you 1 minute. Just lift your hands and say, Father, I thank you for what you've done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, open your mouth and just bless His name. Open your mouth and offer thanksgiving. Thank you for the little things. Thank you because multiplication is here. Thank you, Lord. Ishalabade, shalabade, shalabade. Iade labado, salabado. Ea na lama, salera labaye. Iade na lama, salabada labado. Halaluga, salabado.
The Lord is good. Oh, and His mercy is good. Lift your hands, O Lord. The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
Lift your hands and worship. Lift your hands and sing to Him. The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
E capella dos killa brunda capatosa. Oh, Yahweh is King. Yahweh is King. Oh, and His mercy is forever. Yahweh is King. Ima kopate rabatele kopa. Shepetola. Yahweh is King. Yes, that was the chant that defeated three nations in the days of Jehoshaphat. Eleba ramano. Yahweh is King. Oh, and His mercy. What we believe, and His mercy is forever. The Lord is good. Ele baramanoko selamanano kebalada kabananoka. Oh, the Lord is good. Sapatola pribe kola balade ko sapa. The Lord is good. Ele baramanekele. The Lord is good. Yes, we sing with the angels, and His mercy is good. Oh, the Lord is good. Ele baramano, when you've done everything and you don't know what else to do, sing the Lord is good. When the opposition looks overwhelming, when the mountains look so high, hey, it's good.
Woo!
Hey,
and His mercy is forever.
Yahweh is King. Hey, 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 hey.
Aha!
Yahweh is King. Akebele kopati. Forget about your servants in the Yahweh is King. Woo! Oh!
And His mercy is forever.
The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
Scabatola prembe de la copa.
And His mercy is forever.
Forever. His mercy is forever. Hey, forever, forever, forever and ever. Oh, and His mercy is forever. Forever and ever. Forever and ever. Hey, hey, and His mercy is forever. Forever and ever. Forever, forever. Just go ahead and worship Him. Go ahead and sing to Him. He's the God of all flesh, the Father of spirits, the King of the universe, the owner of the universe. When He shows up, 10 years can be paid in one day. When He shows up, 100 years can be compressed into 1 year when He shows up. Ela kopatila kobaliaka embetola prembetola kipato ila kopatola baladika po. For He wipes away tears without remnant. He wipes away tears without leaving a trace of sorrow. Eka petola prabilako shepetola prabadilako. And His mercy is forever. Ala balako bale manana noka. Ela barana kopa. Ela maranopa. Ela lokopa nanana noka sabanane. Ela baramana noka la banana. Ela baramana noka banana. Yala kabana no kebana. Yalo kebana no. Just worship Him. Just give Him worship. Give Him praise. Give Him thanks. Rejoice before Him. Declare who He is. Ila kopati le kumbra dileka. Shepeto la balato. Oh, some of you live have asked you questions in recent times. This is the answer to life's questions. Hey, the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. That is the answer. You may not have so much English to speak, but you know the Lord is good and His mercy is forever. Ala pele no ko sabana. Hey, ela baramana no keso na nela kaya. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Ila kopati. Selima koprenileko. Just declare to Him. Declare to the earth. Declare to the nations. Declare to the mountains. The Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. Elemero kapatonda. Ila kopatonda sushte porabata. Oh, that was the password. For Judah in the days of Jehoshaphat. That was the password. With that chant, they gained air superiority. With that chant, they took a foothold. With that chant, the scheme of darkness was shattered before them. The enemies were discomfited. Ilakopa, there was confusion in their camp. They were torn one to another. And what followed the chant, in case you forgot, there was a spoil. Aha! There was a spoil. A spoil that they had to gather for 3 days. Shkapatola pribetolapa. Ilakopa. Their enemies were not just defeated. They had a spoil of war. The Bible says they began to gather. The glory of God is here. The glory of God is here. The glory of God is here. Hey! 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 Shkapatola balako. Hey! Hey! Don't waste your fear. Don't get depressed for nothing. Your God is good, and His mercy endures forever. Sing it to Him. Alab arandelelele kosa, hele barano kosa manelea, yelele manana no nadeya, skale manano kela ne kaya no kosa manana yuda. Hey, ayanele banano kosa mane. Ayana no kose manela ko banana yosa. Oh, you are good. You are good, and your mercy endures forever. Ayana mana godano kesele banano. Hey, I see burdens lifted. I see yokes destroyed. I see questions answered. Ikapa ilapora batosa. Ilapona, Oleko Paton, Ipato, I see delays broken in the name of Jesus. I see afflictions terminated in the name of Jesus. I see demonic manipulations over your bodies, over your homes, your relationship, your mind, your job, your finances, your ministry. Kalakondes to la predileko, ekapeto la bulata. I see the manipulations broken. Yamana nelele loko. Yamana nanoko ya. Yamana nanoko ya. Yamana nanoko ya. Yamana nanakosa. Ele paranolosi yakoba nelele bosa. Oh, I see some of you pushing forth with the strength of the unicorn, with the strength of a wild ox. Ikapeto sipa. Oh, I see men and women pushing with the strength of a white ox. You are standing tall and standing strong in the name of Jesus. I see territories subdued before us. I see cities subdued before us. I see nations subdued before us. I see industries subdued before us. Oh, like it was in the days of David, like men and women of young age, of unknown background, that people thought would end in obscurity. We are coming forth from the backside of the desert. They will ask, where is it from? Where is she from? They say, from Jos. Can any good thing come out of Jos? From Nigeria? Can any good thing come out of Nigeria? Oh, but we will tell them that our Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. Will He be saved by a few and by many? Will He make giants and champions from unlikely people? They will ask, where are they from? Or will say, we have come in the order of David, who are now Goliath. You are taken down. Your head is taken off. I see cities subdued. Hear me, I see cities subdued. In the name of Jesus, I see nations subdued. In the name of Jesus, we rise with answers. And when we speak, they listen. For the Lord has put His anointing upon our word. He has put His hand upon our head. In the name of Jesus, some of you are leaving the bottom of the food chain of that industry and rising to the top suddenly. It's a year of the emergence. Don't forget. I'm seeing men and women springing forth suddenly, springing forth with the strength of Adonai, springing forth likapa, himakopa, ilakopetola balata. I'm seeing families, I'm seeing businesses, careers, ministries, individuals breaking out mightily in the name of Jesus. Oh, because the Lord of the pricks has broken upon you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord of the pricks has broken upon your enemies. In the name of Jesus, and the Lord of the pricks has broken you out suddenly. In this season, the Lord is teaching our hands to war, our fingers to battle, so that the bow of iron is broken by our hand. In the name of Jesus, oh, you hear the Spirit on your inside teaching you and sharpening your skill, giving you wisdom, supplying you insight. When you speak, when you get the job done, they will look and say, Kai, we have not found such a man in the land. No, not in the land. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The word of God, this word of the Lord is flying us on eagle's wings. Oh, we are flying to the nations. We are flying to the prime places of the earth. Yes, by the power of God, on the wings of his word. By the power of the Holy Ghost. The propelling power of the Spirit is changing someone's story. In the name of the Lord Jesus. As you move, you hear a voice behind you say, stop, this is the way. Walk in it. Thus hear the Lord. You will not see rain or wind, but the valleys shall be filled with water. The ditches shall be filled with water. What that means is there will not look like anything has happened on the outside. It may look as though the things you calculated did not happen as you have aligned. But thus hear the Lord. No rain, no wind, but the valleys are filled with water. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, that means it may not go in the way you have calculated. But by the power of the Spirit. By the power of the Spirit. Suddenly, you begin to see the bombs dropping. Suddenly, the way you, when you are popping corn, the way they start popping, pa, 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 talakepetos. I hear in my heart, this is the way supernatural manifestations will be popping. This is the way supernatural interventions will be popping. In our midst, this is the way revival fires will be popping. This is the way miracles will be popping. In the name of the Lord Jesus, this is the way financial increase, financial miracles will be popping. In the name of the Lord Jesus, cities are subdued. Oh, we got the sound code tonight. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. It doesn't matter the roaring of Satan, it doesn't matter the roaring of the enemy. Echo, but our victory is secured. Is setting and delivered. He's delivered. Don't let your heart shake. Setting and delivered. Lift your hands. Every force, every tie, every flood of hell that has risen against your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus, tonight. We lift up a standard against them. Tonight, that barrage from hell. Tonight, that warfare that is as though it's wearying you. Tonight, lekopata, shkabatole pura pakata, shepetolapa, ikapa I elokapa. I proclaim the voice of God over you, and I declare victory. Hey, victory! Hey, victory! In the name of Jesus. Yes, shouts of victory in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I declare the warfare is accomplished. I declare your warfare is accomplished in the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord shouting over us tonight, victory, 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 victory in the name of the Lord Jesus. Go ahead and rejoice. Say, I believe, I receive, and I rejoice. Glory, 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 glory. Hey. glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jeremiah.
Beloved, we know you've been blessed by God's word today. For more life-transforming messages like this, you can visit our website, library.gloryzoneglobal.org, and you can also follow us on our various social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Glory Zone Church. Stay blessed.